The Dickinson community, which takes a lot of pride in its sustainability initiatives, is missing a pretty obvious opportunity for convenient and low-energy transportation. The bike rental system has so much potential and so many people who would be willing to participate if it wasn't so irritating and inefficient. As of now, there are about 20 bikes available for rent from sunrise to sundown, which can be very useful for traveling moderate distances around the Carlisle area. They can be used to pop over to Target or a shop in town, or as my roommate and I use them, to bike to the farm, which is just over 6 miles away from campus. However, there are numerous issues with the bike rentals. First of all, the bikes are not in very good shape. They make really scary noises and are fixed gear, which means that every hill feels like a mountain. The seats are barely padded, which feels even worse than it sounds, and the rubber is old, so after every ride, my hands are covered in a sticky layer of handlebar. Fixing all the bikes would require a decent amount of money, and it's an undesirable drawback. But the system itself also has a lot of room for improvement. When you check out a bike, you have to hand in your ID, which means that while you have it, you're limited as to what you can do on campus. No meals, no declining balance purchases, no getting into your dorm. That's problematic and annoying. Secondly, the bikes must be picked up and dropped off at the DPS parking lot at the Kaufman Building, which is pretty far from the majority of campus buildings that are frequented by students. If you need to bike to, say, get from Kaufman to Denny in between classes, so your professor doesn't hate you for constant tardiness, you'd have to go back to Kaufman afterwards to give it back. Not the end of the world, but still pretty annoying. If there were numerous drop-off and pick-up locations around campus, the bike system would be used much more often. People would be getting exercise without using all the gas that they would if transportation options were limited to car or foot. And this might also help to solve the problem of the lack of bike racks around campus. The bike system could be similar to that of laundry or printing, where you swipe your card and indicate which bike you're using and for how long. There could be machines that file and dispense lock keys with numbers that correspond to the lock on each bike. When you drop it off, you swipe again and must give in the key to notify the machine that you're returning the bike. And if you go overtime, you pay a fine. $20, $30, it doesn't matter. Something that's not devastating, but is enough to discourage you from keeping them out longer than you're supposed to. If the bike is gone and the system says that you're the last person to have taken it out, you can't really get away with stealing it. Money from fined students could go to the Handlebar, which is the school's bike shop. It could fund reparations or provide the salary for employees, some of which could do occasional redistributions of bikes to different locations around campus to keep things equal and organized. The bike system is very limited as of now, which is only a problem to those who want to use it. However, if it were a lot better, a lot more people would utilize that resource, saving both time and energy on the campus as a whole.